In this bulletin, New South Wales ends its consecutive run of COVID-free days with a confirmed case involving a hotel worker. Australia's timetable for a COVID-19 vaccine unchanged after the UK approves Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. And in the A-League, the Wanderers CEO says he believes the process is nearly complete for an independent A-League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The Premier of New South Wales says a hotel worker testing positive to COVID-19 serves as a warning to the community to maintain vigilance. Health authorities are investigating how the woman who worked at two hotels, one of which was a quarantine facility, contracted the virus. The worker also caught the light rail while potentially infectious, and five of her household contacts have tested negative but are isolating. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the case is a reminder of how contagious coronavirus is.
The hotel quarantine is robust, it served us well, but when you are welcoming 3,000 Australians back every single week, and when we know the rate of infection is increasing in all parts of the world, that we have to remain ever vigilant.
The federal government says Australia's vaccine strategy is at an advanced stage of preparation, with the timeline for regulatory approval unaffected by the UK's approval of a COVID-19 vaccine. John Skerritt from Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration says he is hopeful the approval process is complete by late January.
We are still hopeful that if we receive a full submission in the next week or two, that late January, beginning of February, well ahead of the March date that government has mentioned, that we will be in a position to approve one or more. I've been asked which of the three horses is leading the race. Well, it changes by the day, and it often depends on the progress and completion of clinical trials run globally.
The first vaccine delivery in Australia is set for March 2021. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the elderly will be among the first to get the vaccine, and there has been consideration of including children in the priority group.
But at this stage, it's been indicated that it's unlikely that children should be at the front of the process, that there have not been many global tests in relation to children, and safety becomes the paramount concern.
A Melbourne truck driver has admitted to charges related to a fatal crash that killed four Victoria police officers. 48-year-old Mohinder Singh has pleaded guilty to four charges of culpable driving causing the officers' deaths during a routine traffic stop on Melbourne's Eastern Freeway in April. He appeared via video link before the Melbourne Magistrates Court, from where he is detained at the Metropolitan Remand Centre. Leading Senior Constable Lynette Taylor, Senior Constable Kevin King, and Constables Glenn Humphreys and Josh Prestney were killed when they were struck by Singh's semi-trailer. It is the biggest loss of officers' lives in a single incident in Victoria Police's history. Climate change poses the greatest threat to the world's natural heritage, with the Great Barrier Reef now in a critical situation. 250 sites were examined by the UNESCO advisory body, the International Union for Conservation of Nature, in its New World Heritage Outlook report. The body found the impacts of rising temperatures, shrinking glaciers, wildfires and droughts to corals bleaching in two warm seas have now overtaken invasive species as the biggest danger to natural heritage sites. In football, the Western Sydney Wanderers believe the A-League is close to completing the process of becoming independent from Football Federation Australia. The long-running process has been a priority of FFA Chief Executive James Johnson since he took over the position in January, but it is understood that just a few legal hurdles have to be cleared before the league's independence is confirmed. Under the agreement, the clubs themselves will be responsible for the marketing and commercialisation of the A-League, which is currently without a naming rights sponsor following the end of a long-term deal with Hyundai. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 29. Adelaide, similar conditions 27. Melbourne, also sunny 23. Hobart, cloudy 19. Canberra, much the same 26. Wollongong, cloudy 22. Sydney, also cloudy 24. Newcastle, a possible shower, 25. Brisbane, more rain, 29. Cairns, a shower, 32. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.